Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Told me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, work it,
work it,
break it, break it, break it, break it,
break it,
down,
down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Someone like my wrist, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got the secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till I hick it. I got that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Burn, 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 burn.
Oh, oh, you look so sweet. What you working, balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, throw me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, show this shit's a perfect tissue. You rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fish. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour passes. Time flies when I'm on that edge, but I won't put out this on blur. Work it like a pro, sitting watching it go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bounce it fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit. I'm gonna make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it,
the way
get it.
You find with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me.
Put it down on me.
King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. See Me Shine Saturdays. Definitely, it's going to be a good one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, we do have a very special guest. Ms. Ginger Patterson will be in the building on air, bringing that sultry voice to you guys and telling her life and what the things she's doing in this music business around here. Yes. The beautiful Ginger Patterson will be in the building. We're going to get into that interview about 9:30, you guys. So while we doing this pop, 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 soda popping in this soda, we're going to get into this some of this local music. Because that's what today is for, really, for some of our local artists to shine. And you know how we do it on Soda Pop Radio. We're trying to make sure that our local artists shine. Soda Pop Radio, radio that pops.
Yeah.
I feel good, you know what I'm saying? Yes. You know, I get it in. I'ma do me, look, check it, I'ma go like this, look. It's me and the beat. Look.
Ain't no doubt about it, I get my hustle on. I hit the block with a lean like a crutch was gone. I just got cigars, they give me CPR. Ain't got an axe, you can smell with F&E beyond. Strawberry swisher, full of leprechaun. I stay hella high, I get my jetting on. Always got fire, I'm staying dragging on. Weak niggas get ate like octagon. Love to all my haters, I'm on my grown man. On 11, that mean I'm past 10. Gucci backpack, yeah, that's with the cash in. E King, get a fucking check because I'm cashing in. Yeah, I'm getting money, but I stays humble. And to all my supporters, you know your boy love you. So when I'm in your town, here's a blunt for you. Curse so damn strong, it make your throat bubble.
Now everybody blaze with me. E in the beat, check it. Alright, second verse, that was easy. Look, I got this. Look,
check. I wake up in the morning, feeling brand new. The chick I'm with is bad, the other terrible. Young antidote, call me Theraflu. These niggas hating on me, I just be at Caribou. Yeah, Mr. Swagger at his maximum. Turned up, other words flyer than the bird. But waiter in this bitch, any nigga getting served up. Take your chick, make it rain, fuck a bitch's perm up. So these niggas better get they turned up. Word what? Never wear the bus to get your swerve up. All the ladies love me, nigga screw face ugly. I'm just reppin' for my city while P get the birds up. Look, I keep it poppin' like rubers. My shit be bumpin' like tumors. Foolin' these niggas like tutors. So cold, I'm kept in the cooler. Blunts that be long in the ruler. Smoked out, I'm blow like a tuba. Stuck in the flow like a scuba. Nah.
Everybody blaze. Fly before I die, baby. Look, I just does me, man.
Yes.
I'm stocked up for about a week, just got in a brand new low. I still be on that road. Wrapped in like a car seater. Got that black, that blue, and that green. But I love my red beeper. Working got a little cheaper, nigga. So I'm going a little hard. I'm working off my beeper. Say my great Sandy, our father. My lawyer on retainer. Cause a lot of niggas be singing. Talking on the phone records, huh? What you niggas be thinking? Fucking right, I be banking like them dunking off of my beeper. Don't call me on my cell phone unless you wanna be. I'm talking iPhone and the BlackBerry, Android and the beeper. Yeah. Money all in my shoebox, take the place of my sneakers. Hold up, wait a minute. Money all in my features. Stop calling my cell phone. I'm working out for my beeper. I'm working out for my beeper. Working out for my beeper. Stop calling my cell phone. I'm working out for my beeper. You need work, I got that. Probably got a little cheaper. Don't hit me on my cell phone. I'm working out for my beeper. I bought me one extra beeper for all of my bitches. Don't call me on my cell phone, cause my old lady be tripping. I'm still out here getting it. I put that on the moolah. Thinking about getting another beeper for all of my shooters. Kudos to myself, nigga, for bringing back them beepers. I'm really in that trap trying to avoid them federal people. Hide my eggs like Easter, but don't put them all in one basket. Fish scale so strong, you can smell it before I cut the wrapper. Pants that be sagging, trying to draw my pager. Old school couldn't crack in my kitchen with that razor. Hiding the work of my neighbor, tell her bring it back when I beep her. Don't call me on my cell phone, I switched up for a reason. Talking iPhone in the BlackBerry, Android in the beeper. Money all in my shoebox, take the place of my sneakers. Hold up, wait a minute. Money all in my features. Stop calling my cell phone, I'm working out for my beeper. I'm working out for my beeper. Working out for my beeper. Stop calling my cell phone, I'm working out for my beeper. You need work, I got that. Probably got a little cheaper. Don't hit me on my cell phone, I'm working out for my beeper.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. You won't change the same thing, I swear. You lame, bye, boo, you lame.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty dough. I strolled up on the light, sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies, though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it better. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me. You don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I'm known to handle this. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on the Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse sweet top flow for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
One of those, she mustache. She was mad when she hit my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it, I'm with it. A pint of that Remy, ounce of that dro. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chilling. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
Having her on air with us, and that's gonna go down about 9:30.
And I got my co-host in the building, Miss Boothang. Miss Boothang, what is going down with you? Are we still having technical difficulties with Miss Boothang? Well,
I'm
you know
okay,
that happens
yeah.
sometimes.
Always.
You here?
Yeah,
you there?
I'm here. I said I'm over here getting turned up as usual on the weekends.
Oh, you know how we do it. It's See Me Shine Saturday, though. So today, you know, it's dedicated to our local artists. So, you know, we're going to be blasting out a lot, I say, of our local artists' music so they can get themselves heard to the masses, because that's what we're here for on Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. Definitely that. And then we have the most beautiful lady with the most beautiful soul that I have met in a while be on air with us at 9:30, Miss Ginger Patterson. Yeah, definitely we would have her in the building, give us some good advice about her career and where she's going with it and what's going on in the state of this music industry right now. Definitely that. This lady is amazing. I've been talking to her for a while, and I'm really, truly blessed to have the conversations that I have with her. Definitely that. This is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, and we definitely going to get back into the song. And this is Ashley with the voice with Something More on Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops.
Just got to be something, something way more,
way more.
Something that I've been fighting for. Because when I close my eyes, I realize I'm destined to blind. There's just got to be something.
People want
watching my every step, every move I make in this time. Because I know I got what it takes. I might make mistakes, but I know. There's just got to be something, something way more, something that I've been fighting for. 'Cause when I close my eyes, I realize I'm destined to fly. There's just got to be something.
club banger. Scatter man. Let's go.
The party don't stop. Hey. Dance low high. Hey. Bitches gonna pop. Hey. DJ let it rock.
All the ballers in the club, get the DJ drunk. Hey. Everybody in the club, get the DJ drunk.
Hey. The party don't stop. Hey. Dance low high. Hey. Bitches gonna pop. Hey. DJ let it rock.
All the ballers in the club, get the DJ drunk. Hey. Everybody in the club, get the DJ drunk.
Hey.
I'm high. I'm drunk as hell.
Drunk as hell.
You see that smoke?
You see that smoke?
Now what's that smell?
What's
I
smell?
Get that cushion, my blunt like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Dre.
I got that beat in my trunk, you can hear from blocks away.
Wait.
Slid in the front.
Slid in the front.
Bounced in the club.
Bounced in the
yeah,
club.
It's the Scatter Man.
Scatter
so you know what's up. I got them Stabbing Grahams.
Stabbing Grahams.
And Charlie Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen.
Them I be damn.
I be damn.
The guy that I mean.
Guy that I mean.
Y'all know the team.
Y'all know the team.
It's red and black.
It's red and black.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
The club hella packed.
Hella
that fella money long.
Money long.
Chain smoke. Spent a quarter brick at the bar. You bums came broke.
Came broke.
Well known in the hood for letting them things go.
Things
they
go.
Say since I left the game, the streets ain't the same. No.
Same.
Country boy chain hanging with his jeans starts. No, I don't get that sucker. My number is whole team narks.
The party don't stop. Hey. Dance flow hot.
Hey.
Fingers gonna pop.
Hey.
DJ let it rock.
Drinking and blowing,
drinking and blowing.
It's 4 a.m. I
think
the DJ won. I sent them three. Go on, send them a bottle since everything's on me.
Yes.
Just keep my record playing.
Record playing.
And her ass shaking.
It's
time for me to go.
Why?
Cause I got ass weight.
Oh.
She said, damn right.
Damn right.
But this her song. Who am I to argue with her t-shirt and no panties on?
No panties on.
All on her bumper.
All on her bumper.
Her rear end.
Her rear end.
She said she won't.
She said she
I
won't.
Said, come here, then.
Come here,
all in her ear, then.
Her ear, then.
Quiet time. I'm selling bullshit. She buying mine.
Buying
I'm
mine.
On my way to the bathroom, so I'ma take her with me.
With
we
me.
Both up.
Like who?
Bobby and Whitney.
Bobby and
Whitney. She cornbread.
Cornbread.
Hot butter.
Butter.
She say she good with a secret, so I'ma go cut her.
The party don't stop.
Hey.
Dance flow hot.
Hey.
Bitches gonna pop.
Hey.
DJ let it rock.
All the ballers in the club, get the DJ drunk.
Hey.
Everybody in the club, get the DJ drunk.
DJ drunk, wrong, wrong. Kansas City in the building. 816.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's
this what I did.
Music.
Took a flight to Cali and got my nigga.
What's it on that beat?
Like, I checked in at the hotel.
Hotel.
Left the hotel and hit the club.
Hit the club.
Then the club got shut down.
What you
do? I turned the hotel into the club. The after party at the Marriott.
Uh-huh.
Iced out my canary watch.
Yellow dime.
Hold you, cause I'm very hot.
What you do?
I just take them to the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the strip club,
club.
To the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the liquor bar,
bar.
To the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the dance floor.
Low.
To the Marriott.
The
after party going down at the Marriott.
Ooh.
Oh yeah,
red.
Buzzard on a beat, ho.
Yeah.
It's 1:30 and I'm looking for a freak, ho.
Yeah.
I find that, then it's time for a freak show.
Freak show.
Take that pussy, beat it up like Debo. I met a mama at the city bar. Everybody probably know her, she a city star.
Woo.
Me, I just wanna cut her like a guillotine.
Guillotine.
She is not my lover, call her Billie Jean. And I hope she got a girlfriend. Dick.
Oh.
I deliver like the dope man.
Oops.
I'm in deliver like the postman. Get it, girl, pop that pussy like a coke can. I'm in the club blowing. Train got me. Can't see shit like a microscopic. Too much charisma. Mojo. Prime time, click NG, that's the logo.
The
after party at the Marriott.
Uh-huh.
Iced out my canary watch.
Yellow dime.
Hold you, cause I'm very hot.
What you do?
I just take them to the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the strip club,
club.
To the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the liquor
imaginary. We at the hotel fucking Halle Berry. Y'all at the crib playing solitary. Y'all niggas at the crib on the internet. We in a suite smoking blunts like they cigarettes. Fucking hoes with some sexy ass silhouettes. Ask anybody, prime time click, feeling threat. Very hot, we at the Marriott. At the top eating Papa Do's carry out. Canary watch,
what's growing up?
Got a bad bitch and a thick chick rolling up. Optimos and extendos. Smoking weed till we fogging up the windows. My niggas, we fam like the wind's low. Tonight we going whichever way the wind blows.
At the party, it's a Marriott. Iced out my canary watch. Yellow dot. Hold two, cause I'm very hot. What you do? I just take them to the Marriott. From the strip club to the Marriott. From the liquor bar to the Marriott. From the dance floor to the Marriott. The after party going down at the Marriott.
Rolling up.
Drink,
throwing up one.
I got money in the
bank.
Tonight we going
hard,
hard in the
paint.
Rolling up weed,
pouring up
drink.
Ay. Girl, get down.
Get up.
With a fine ass, got lil' mama taking shots from a wine glass.
Whoa.
And now she getting loose as a time pass.
Yeah.
Do it fast, let me see you throw that air.
To the flow, 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 to the ground.
Way down,
to the ground.
Way down,
to the ground.
Way down,
to the ground.
Way down.
Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek,
right cheek,
left cheek,
right cheek,
left cheek,
right cheek.
Do it, girl.
Double time.
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 Party at the Marriott. Iced out my canary watch. Yellow dot. Hold two, cause I'm very hot. What you do? I just take them to the Marriott.
What's that on that beat?
Oh.
Now, it's Darrow Music.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Second money, y'all money stacks.
Money stacks.
Attract the women, cause
honey lacks.
Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild.
Lifestyle is currently wild.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Second money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The poor honeys, I didn't need money. I was getting plenty back when I was living bummy. Funny is the man who tryna take something from me. Dummy, but you think I wouldn't see it coming? Now I am. And always will be giving y'all 100% the real me. No imitation, mimicking the last. I'm headed for the future, you living in the past. I get cash, spend it off and I laugh it off. Money is no longer a problem. I don't acknowledge my enemies till they mask is off. Add them to the equation and solve them. I wake up early in the 8 a.m. Hit the gas and I'm gone. Riding through the city with my high beams on. I flip the script for the thriller. Turned on my dreams. Cash rules everything around me. Cream and dollar bills.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
In the life of a ghost, the things that I fight with the most, the problems money bringing younger without sight or a coach. I write for the toast to the heights and flights to the coast, till greatness fades away with Mike in the post. Zend out, laxing in Phil's chair, build rare enlightening quotes. Villain air still aware that I'm discipling folks. gangster shit. Not one of Larry's guys, rather carry fives, very wise through these very times. Block sights, toss that ghost life decal on it, turn it to the sky, make a sign of hope out of that spotlight. Pull my hardest out the darkness, keep my scotch bright. Investors clipping cigars, anticipating my stock spike. Money came by freedom, word to the homie Kane. Days Raekwon wishes the Cuban link was his only chain. Catch me with Coley Gang, stogies full of potent strains. Dodging my homies, tell the tenderonies to OBA.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans are calling ill. Stacking money on money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The difference between us, I let whatever's on my mind spill. You're quick to quit something and me and Jerry on the grind still. Trying to find bills, we don't really pursue the fame. I'm trying to get money, my dudes are trying to do the same. And if that means that every night's just another city, then I don't need family, all I need is my brothers with me and a ton of sticky. It don't matter the cost of sale, my goal is not to succeed, my goal is just not to fail. We got it locked like jail, and enough to post bail. And it seems respect goes to those with the most mail. Stashing and stacking checks and debts in a safety box. And if you had one chance to soda pop, you wouldn't chase the shot. I pace a lot through basic plots when the nights are long. To record companies give a million reasons to write a song. And that's dollar bills upon dollar bills. Tweeting with hip-hop heads that call us ill cause they follow skill. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
I'm feeling good right now. Got my drink in my hand and my music. When they play my song, you best believe it's about to go down. Got the heat in my system, losing control, got to get it out. Don't care if there's a crowd, the witness that is out there better move around. Watch me do my dance, watch me do my thing. Get down on the floor, and let me hear you say. Moving my body to the melody. I'm in love with the DJ. Turn it up, can you hear me? I'm having a great night. Everyone in here is having a great time. Breaking a sweat, it's getting hot in here. We ain't finished yet. So watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Get down on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. Certified Radio, Radio That Pops. It is See Me Shine Saturday, and we in the building. Another beautiful day. You know, this Minnesota weather. You know how we do it. I have in the building right now a guest co-host with me. She's been on the show for a minute. She comes on the show, listen in, tune in to us and all that stuff. Would you like to introduce yourself, our special co-host?
This is Nicole. How is Certified Radio doing tonight?
Doing good. We also have my co-host, my right-hand man, my ace Boon Coon, the most beautiful co-host there is right now for me. Oh. Miss Boo Thang is in the building.
Yeah.
What's going on, Miss
Boo Thang? You know.
Hey, and guess what, Miss Boo Thang?
What up?
We have Danny G in the building.
What it do? What, Danny G, where you been? I had to duck and dive a few suckers. You know how that be. You got to sucker duck every now and then. But I'm back in the building, live and in effect. And guess what? I'm still in the soda. Holler at your girl. That's what's up.
We missed you yesterday, Miss Boothang.
What's good?
We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, about that. I'm so sorry. Boothang, you have a technical difficulty.
We was all sad and lonely.
What's so crazy right now? Why is it that I'm the only dude in the building right now, man? Where is King, man? I need help, but there's too many females around here right now. I got Nicole in the building. I got Miss Boo Thang in the building, and I got Danny G in the building.
And I'm already turned up on this good Saturday. Holla at my boy Jose Quavo. You know what I do.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
No,
y'all know how we do
it,
Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops. You know I keep it raw and uncut. You know I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. I keep it real around here because, hey, this is the real, not that fake real, because real is real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. Soda Pop Radio.
Radio.
Well, as y'all know, that today is a very special day. We do have a very special guest. We'll be on air at 9:30. We will have the beautiful Ginger Patterson on air with this very soulful heart and a soulful voice. She's been in the game for a while, from Minnesota, doing her thing. You talking about a nice jazz and neo soul singer. This woman right here is the truth. I can't give more props than props deserve to this woman. She's out there doing her thing. I am blessed to have her come on down there and give us some of that real industry insight. You know, she's been in it for a while, and she's going to give us the real. And I'm very blessed. This woman has shown me a whole lot and told me a whole lot. And she will be in calling in probably about 9:30. So you know how we do it every Saturday. We dedicate ourselves to the local artists and help them get heard, because it's really time for the artists to get heard. Not the record labels, but the artists. That's what we do on Soda Pop Radio. And we definitely, we're going to keep pushing to help the artists get heard. This is Soda Pop Radio. Radio That Pops. And this is See Me Shine Saturday. And check this out. I got my whole Soda Pop crew besides one in here. And we going to shine like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop. And I'm going to get into the song by Big Reese. And it's called Honor. Definitely giving honor to all our black soldiers out there. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. Big Reese with Honor.
Pride, dignity, and identity. To fulfill this task, it is plain and it is simple. The conscious one and the subconscious one must be willing and able to die, must be willing and able to kill, in order to restore the only then will we stop suffering from my own inferiority complex.
Thank you. truly flawed. You think you're winning, girl, but you're at a loss. Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right looks, but not the right smile. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darling? Send me a letter to the rusty. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
Yeah, you got the look. Yeah, you got the clothes. Yeah, you got the jewels, but they don't mean nothing. You spent your whole life bluffing. Fine, boy, just to try and feel something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be gone. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags and your checkbook.
Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darkness? Hey, send me a letter to the rusty. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, never. Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darkness?
Rated Out Pops. Can we get a refill? I need me a refill. Definitely that. Can I need me a real fill. Good thing. Nicole.
Yes.
Can I get a refill?
Can I get a refill? Matter of fact, let me take this shot real quick so I know my favorite refill.
Hey, it's Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop. See me shine Saturdays, and we getting y'all ready to take y'all butts out on this beautiful Saturday night. Yeah. Hey, like I said before, don't drink and drive. Please get you a designated driver. If you guys going to go out and party tonight, I am a firm advocate of drinking and driving. It is a no-no, definitely that. Please, y'all, don't drink and drive. Get your designated driver. It's Soda Pop Radio, Radio Out Pops, and it is See Me Shine Saturday, and I'm in the building with my co-hosts, Nicole and Ms. Boothang. Danny G's in the building. You know, it is a beautiful Saturday night. Hey, you guys, didn't it snow last night?
Yeah.
That's it. It snowed last night. Can y'all believe that?
Like, I'm going to snow that.
It is supposed to be spring and it snowed.
It's Minnesota.
Well, yeah. You might as well say that. You might as well say, yeah. It is Minnesota. Definitely that.
Yeah, but you know, personally, I did think April showers were supposed to bring May flowers too, but you know, shit happens, I guess.
Yeah. Well, hey, I understand that though. I don't think it should snow in spring, but like you said, we are in Minnesota. Well, on some news right now, the embassies are staying put in North Korea despite tension. So the embassies in North Korea said they ain't going nowhere. They saying their ass is right here, which I think that's craziness. Yeah, I would definitely move my ass up out of there because that's something that I wouldn't want to keep myself in.
Well, you can't tell people about war when war comes to it.
Well, I wouldn't want to keep my ass over there. Shoot. If war really was going to break out, that's something that I don't want to be in.
Can I just keep it real gangster for a minute?
Keep it real gangster. It's Soda Pop Radio.
Look, right? So if you're in a club and somebody steps on your new J's, is there going to be a problem or what? Are you going to run away?
Hell no,
problem.
J's? I keep it moving like some J's like them for the shorties anyway. That's how I feel. But anyway, like, first of all, I wouldn't even be in a club with some J's on. Who the fuck go to, son? I have to evaluate myself first. We go to Sean. Okay, yeah. So if somebody step on your J's, you'll be mad.
Hell yeah. Especially my new J's.
So they can't be scuffed if you're in the club, man.
Fuck about no shit like that. Go about the motor mile, the same tip. Fuck it.
So basically, that's probably how they feel. They said, well, somebody else started it. We ain't going to stop it. We're going to bring it to them.
Definitely that. Well, this is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And I'm going to get in a few songs because this is about that time for us to have this interview with the beautiful most soulful woman that I have met in a minute, Miss Ginger Patterson, on Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops.
You.
Yeah, let my love adore you. Soda Pop Radio, Ready That Pop. It is See Me Shine Saturdays, and I am your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. And I got my co-hosts in the building, Miss Boo Thang and Nicole and Danny G's in the building.
Yup, yup.
Tonight, y'all, is a very, very special night, at least for me. At least for me. I got a very special person in queue and on air right now. She goes by the name of Ginger Patterson, a very, very heartwarming, soulful jazz and neon singer. I said neon. See, sometimes I do forget things. Maybe all the stress that I go through for being a man, huh? It's hard being a man out here. But we do have Miss Patterson on air right now. How you doing, Miss Patterson?
How you doing? How you doing, Soda Pop?
Very good, very good.
And how is everyone else?
Great, thank you.
Fine, I'm fine.
I'm good, I'm good.
How are you doing? You way in the back, huh?
Yes. So, Miss Patterson, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell them a little bit about yourself, and I'm going to go ahead and give you some questions that I need to ask you that I've been waiting to ask you for a while.
Sounds like a winner. Well, let's see. Ginger Patterson, I grew up in Minneapolis. I lived in California. As you see now, I live in Dallas, Texas. And I started off up in Minneapolis as a neo-soul artist, which at that time period, there was no classification for it. They were calling it new soul. They were calling it soul music. They even classified my stuff as mood music. So I was one of the first to start it there in Minneapolis. It was a mixture of poetry mixed in with jazz, mixed in with R&B. My first producer was Jackie Lee Robinson from Prince's band. He played bass for Prince. Then I went on to work with Jeff Craig Cohen, who worked with Eazy-E and Vicky Winans. He was my second producer. After landing a contract with Orphan Records, we're going in with Orphan Records and getting a major distribution contract through them, I also got a major distribution contract through Sony going through Soundwave International. I have worked with people from Warner Brothers, from Universal, from E&I, from Def Jam, from Island Def Jam, and even had the opportunity to talk into David House from Interscope Records, who was one of the best promoters of Interscope Records that made Interscope has produced, let's see, how much? $50 million. $50 million, I would say. So that's who I am. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a mother. And a ex-wife. So that's who Ginger Patterson is.
Wow, Miss Patterson, you did a whole lot in your lifetime. Definitely that. You didn't work from everybody in the book so far, huh?
Well, I have met a lot of people in this business that have taught me a lot of things. What people don't know that there's a lot of professional producers up in Minneapolis that hide out there. They have their own personal studio, and you never know that they're really there. I have done even a movie soundtrack for an independent movie up there, right there in Minneapolis. I won't tell you the location, but it was one of the baddest studios I have ever seen in my life when I walked in there. Made out of maple. I mean, it was beautiful. Now, I have seen a lot of different studios there that people don't know that they're all underground that are owned by famous producers.
Wow. Wow. Miss Patterson, we've been talking for quite some time. So can you tell, matter of fact, when did you first start getting into the industry?
I started getting into the industry, I think it was back in 91, 92. However, I was singing with the Rance Majestic Choir under the direction of Gary Hines, who is now the director of Sounds of Blackness. Also, who was the director of Rance Majestic Choir was the Still Singers. And we had one of the baddest, hottest choirs when I was growing up as a kid. So I guess I came out of the church. I started from the church singing at the age of 13 and 14, singing with the Rance Majestic Choir. I left for a while, and then I got back into it after I met Jimmy Jam's father.
Wow. So you named a few producers. What was your best experience in working with some of the major producers that you had worked with?
Wow. Jackie was my favorite. Jackie was my friend. He was more as a brother to me. And so I liked the way he pushed me, the way that he taught me. He was hard, but he was professional. He brought the best out of me when it came to writing. He brought the best out of me when I had to go inside the studio. One thing about before you even enter the doors of the studio, you have to rehearse, and you have to rehearse some more. And so Jackie forced me to get on a schedule of rehearsing. What times do I rehearse? When do I go in and sit down near a piano, learning all my skills? He made me learn my craft, which was vocal. He made me learn how to triad. He made me know what keys to sing in when I had to change the keys to certain triads of the key signature of the song. When you're on stage, if you have a band that's playing the song in a whole different key, you have to hear that when you get on stage. So he made me learn of the professionalism of learning the music and the keyboard and learning all the notes. Learn your range. Develop and learn your range. If you can only go up to the middle C, which are 8 notes, or really 16, you have 16 notes there in middle C that you can learn. And if you can hit all those notes, you're outdoing the next artist who can't do that.
Right.
So
right.
He was one of my favorites because he made me understand that.
Right. So, in the music industry in Minnesota right now, what do you think is the problem with some of these up-and-coming artists that they have in the music industry here in Minnesota?
Wow, Soda Pop, you put me on Front Street. You put me on Front Street. But that's okay.
Well, see, they need to hear. They need to hear the real deal. They need to hear the advice of somebody that's been in the game for a very long time and seen it though. And you are somebody that somebody can look up to understand the game.
Okay, let's take from step one then. Let's go from step one. They have to know
how to write. They have to know what topics to pick and what topics to choose. That's step one. Lyric writing is not something that just comes natural, that you get behind a booth and you just start spitting words and rhymes. Even with R&B, you have to have a storyline. You have to have some type of written knowledge that makes sense. Everything has to make sense on that song. So you have to have your verses. You have to have an A chorus. You have to have a B chorus. You might have to have a bridge and a turnaround. So you have to have a structure of how you're supposed to write that song. And what I'm seeing today, there is no structure of how people's writing their material up there. They are not even working with B choruses. I don't even think some people know what a B chorus is. Or even a B verse. It's the little stuff that you slide in between your verse. What are you going to put here? How are you going to put this word here? Are you going to put a word right in between there? That was the thing that Motown grasped. That was the thing that Motown did when they did their writing. They had their lyrics and everything structured properly. They knew that they were going, well, you're going to come out with the chorus first, you're going to do the verse, you're going to have a B verse, you're going to have, you know, the bridge here. I hardly hear any songs that even have any bridges up in Minneapolis. That's the first start that they have to start developing. A beat. You have to go into change and put a bridge on a song. See, most artists up there are so used to rap beats that just do a breakdown. They don't go to a bridge. They don't change the melody enough to go a half step or even just go a whole step or go a fourth, you know, just to do that in order to mix up the music a little bit to make it sound different. They don't know about rise. You got to rise with your music in order to make it different from what's out here that they're going to play your music on other radio stations. The other thing that bothered me so much about Minnesota artists is that, I mean, I'm a Minnesota artist, so these are the steps that I had to take. When you're submitting your music, you must make sure that the music is clean, that there is no hissing, that there is no mistake, that all your vocals are done properly and correctly. If you've got a three-part harmony going on, those harmonies better line up. You have to make sure your triads are right, that if you're guys, that you guys are singing the right harmony. I heard harmonies that were off and flat on some songs that I listened to that was submitted to me. The beginning of the harmony when they came in was all incorrect. They were not doing the triad.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you got a producer, see, a lot of people don't understand producers have good ears. I mean dynamite ears. They hear everything because they've been in music for so long. They can hear when your timing is off on the beat. When the beat is incorrect. So if they hear that and you submit that, then you're just making it where you're failing yourself. You're going to be out of the ballpark. They're not going to listen to, if you submit something else with the same name on it, they're not going to listen to that again because they already know who you are as an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is one thing that artists
to understand that the material must be clean when they go into submission.
So do you think nowadays that a lot of these so-called producers don't know the difference between a producer and a beat maker?
I think a lot of studios don't know the difference between a producer and a beat maker. It's not the top producers that know the difference, because they know the difference. Because a producer knows that they have to organize all these different people and entities to bring them together in order to make a great song happen. That the producer has to go out and find the best guitar player to play on that song. They have to find the best drummer to play on that track. They got to find the best soloist to play, to sing the song. They got to find the background harmonies. Because, see, they're visualizing this as a picture. This is a picture to them. This is a painting. And so the difference is what a producer does is they have to bring all these people together to make sure that that song fits and fits properly.
Exactly.
They're not going to bring a guitar player in on a song that it doesn't fit their style. If the song is a R&B cut and you bring in a country western guitar player, it's not going to work. Don't even try
right.
it. He
right.
might be the best country western guitar player in the world, but it is not going to work on a jazz piece.
Right. 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 Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's what a producer does. What a beat maker does is he is the person that has an ideal of creative juice flow of making music. He is a composer. He composes mm-hmm. the song. He feels this is the way the song is, and this is how it does. He is a musician. And he builds this track to sound orchestrated as a musician. But the producer is the one to get those people in order for that musician to bring, that beat maker to bring his sound to life. And if the beat makers don't have those musicians or singers to bring his song to life, then is it a beat? Is it a beat?
Okay.
If you got this, and this is what's going on with today's track. If you just got the drums rolling, the bass rolling, some strings here and there, and some keyboards, you have no live guitar player on the track, you got no other instruments on the track starts sounding flat.
Yep.
They don't jump out at you as if they have an emotion or a feeling. There's no personality on those tracks. It's just a track. It's a flat.
Yep.
It still has not been brought to its final painting yet. Not finalized, not a finalized painting yet.
So what do you feel, how do you feel about, let's say, home studios versus big studios? Now, it's good to have a home studio, but what do you feel is the main ingredient to have back in that home studio versus a big studio? Because, like, I run into a lot of artists and stuff that have home studios and are afraid to go to big studios, preferred because of prices. But I know there's one main ingredient that really bangs out quality music. What do you think that ingredient is that messes up home studios compared to big studios?
A budget. A home studio doesn't have the budget to build a solid track. To compete with the main people out here,
in the industry. They can only make demos. And so even though they make this demo, they still have to go inside of a big studio after they submit that song because it's not giving you a full sound. They don't have the right equipment to give you that full sound, the right plugins to give you that full sound. Some home studios don't have all the plugins that they need. I mean, when you're looking at some of these studios that you're competing against, from the HD systems and the plugins and the sounds and the Bluetooth and the microphones, when you got a microphone in a booth that costs you $30,000 to a microphone that costs you $200, and you think you're going to get a Grammy sound from that $200 mic, it's just not going to happen.
Very, very much, very much so, very much so, very much so.
It just won't work. So what you have to do is that you have to get the proper software and stuff, which I didn't spend over. My tower costs more than a car. My tower costs more than a Mercedes-Benz. My software that's inside that tower cost me more than a Mercedes-Benz. I might as well drive my tower down the street, right?
Yes. Y'all already on Stoner Pop Radio, Ready Death Pops. Y'all is getting the real, raw, uncut on Stoner Pop Radio from Ginger Patterson. She's so giving y'all some of the game. So y'all local artists that's tuning in, y'all, hope you guys are taking notes because this is raw, uncut. It ain't going to get no better than this. Please take notes. Now, Ms. Patterson, what do you have coming up in the future for you?
In the future for me, as I see it, I want to run Midwest Magic Productions. I have to be up in Philadelphia to do a soundtrack for a guy by the name of Eugene Jock, who's on Def Jam record label. That's one of the main things that I have to get done. I will be doing something with him and Lucas Lasagna. And Lucas Lasagna is one of the best jazz singers in New Jersey area. New York and New Jersey area. He's performed with some of the best jazz musicians you could think of up there. So they want me to come, and we are forming a new style of jazz, which I call it psychedelic or hypnotic jazz. I'm going out of the rim of what jazz is supposed to be. It's more spacey to me. It's transcendental music mixed in with pop, mixed in with with how can I say it? Trip hop. So
cool.
I'm taking jazz a little bit higher than what it is, and reason why is because it needs to be done. I have always been Soda Pop a innovator of new things, just like I did neo soul and was doing mood music before anyone else even thought about it. So this is another avenue that I'm working towards of doing something new and creative with Eugene Jock. And we're bringing together a new sound of jazz.
Nice. Well, Ms.
That's the picture that I see things for me going at is forming a new style of jazz.
Well, Ms. Patterson, you have been a blessing to us on Soda Pop Radio. I'm for the hand things over to my co-hosts, they probably have some questions to ask you. Ms. Boothang and Nicole, are you guys still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you guys got any questions for Ms. Patterson?
I definitely do.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I would first off like to say thank you for your time and your patience, as well as your empowering education to the music industry, first and foremost. I was just wondering, as I was looking into what you were saying, this is how I caught on with my questions, how do you be yourself and still give the crowd what they want to hear?
You know, that's a good question. Personally, I am an artist first. And in this art form, I am creative. And so I am not really concerned about being a renowned artist or someone that is way famous or on the Grammys or anything like that. So that is not my main concern. My main concern is to create my art form. And to create my art form to a style that I like and feel good about. And if other people like it, that's fine. But it was made for me to enjoy music, to have fun with music. Music is made to have fun, not to box in the saying, I need to create for the masses, which has taken away from the true artist who just wants to make music and for the joy of it. We can't make music for the joy of it because everyone wants to see it commercialized. But you don't see a powwow when you go to an Indian powwow, them hitting on the drums, they're not concerned about if it's commercialized or if they're hitting that drum properly so that the masses can get up and dance. You're not seeing Indian chants or monks get together and chant and think that it's supposed to be a form of a commercial art piece so that people can get up and boogie off of. But it is an art form. It is a form of art that they might like it, and if their tribe likes it, then that's okay too. It doesn't have to be for everyone in society to enjoy and like the art form that you are creating just specifically for the joy of it.
Yeah.
If I want to, I mean, it's just like the person that is in the band and he plays the triangle. But if he plays that triangle well and he feels like he did the best job at playing that triangle, who's to say that is not an art form?
Right.
Or
right.
If somebody wants to blow the kazoo down the street and he's enjoying blowing the kazoo the way he wants to blow the kazoo, he's not concerned about how commercialized it is. He's just enjoying playing the kazoo. And that's how I visualize my art form. I'm not concerned about making it commercialized where everyone's going to love it. Some might not like it. You know, everyone's going to be a critic, and everyone's not going to like your art. Everyone's not going to like your music. But at least you tried, and you did something that you enjoy doing, and you feel good about what you did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Boothang?
That's great.
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to ask that, like, you know, like, what inspired you to do what you do? Like, you know.
What inspired me to do music?
Yes.
Well, let me see. You want a truth answer or a lie?
This is Soul Pop Radio. We tell the truth.
I know, right?
That's about the truth.
Okay. What inspired me to do music was when my brother got killed. My brother got murdered. And it brought great pain to me that he was killed at an early age. And the only way that I can express myself was through writing and singing at that time. I was so emotionally hurt that I decided to write down what I felt and then go ahead and take it to the next level of putting it inside the studio and pushing it out there to the community. It was a movement for me to get the violence to stop. However, Minneapolis wasn't really listening to what I was saying. I wrote a song called Lost in the City of Darkness, which I didn't know that it was going to hit so hard that by the time I got through, my name was being circulated all over Minneapolis at that time. I wrote a song called That's Just a Fantasy, which pertained about the killings that was going on up in Minneapolis, and then everybody pretended like they didn't see anything when they were asked by the police. They knew nothing. Little kids was dropping dead. People getting shot up. You know, I had someone get killed right in front of my home and watch him reaching up and grasping for air, trying to seek out for help, to get some help. And we tried to resuscitate him, and when I saw the blood, we couldn't do it. When I saw a dead body hanging out of a car for 6 hours before they put a blanket over it, he's hanging out of the car, and all of the children that walked up and down the street had to be desensitized by that, I started writing music. It was a political form for me to write what I was seeing and what I was feeling at that time period. What was going on in Minneapolis? Not the bling bling, not the I got the bees and the holes on my arm, not that I got a boyfriend. I'm your bee today. We were not into that vibe during that time period. When you got a torso of a woman's body found in a garbage can, and you don't know where the head is at or the arms or the legs, but you got little kids that saw this torso in the garbage can and they run up to you and say, and they crying, what am I going to write about? When you got bullet shots and you diving bullets and ducking bullets and you watching your man run across the street trying to save a 2-year-old from getting shot from somebody riding down the street trying to do a drive-by shooting, what am I going to write about?
Right.
It was a political movement that made me start writing. And then there was a lot of other people that the poets started doing their thing. See, we have to know that Minnesota went through a poet movement. We were the first to start the poet movement, the open mics. And people don't know that the open mics started up in Minneapolis and trickled everywhere else. Do you know that we had one of the best poets that won the competition in New York, lived right there in Minneapolis, and she's bad? She won the poetry slam competition overall, country and national. And so,
see, y'all getting the raw and uncut.
We
y'all getting the raw and uncut on Soda Pop Radio.
Yeah. So that's why I started writing. I started writing and doing music because it was a movement for me. It was a political statement.
Soda Pop Radio.
Radio
that pops. Give me y'all the Raw and Uncut with Ginger Patterson on
yes.
See Me Shine Saturday. Now, Miss Patterson, I have this song, and it's a beauty. Definitely is, with your beautiful voice. Matter of fact, the name of the song is called Beauty. How'd you come up with this concept of the song I'm about to play?
Well, you know, people see beauty from the outside and not look inside. And a lot of women, after they are with a man for so long, and then the man don't see you the way that he saw you when he first saw you. And you question, is he really looking at you, your inside of the things that you do, your inner beauty, instead of the outside? Nothing has changed. You just got a little bit older. It was made for the, what I call the 35 and 50 crowd that I was thinking about, you know, my age category. What do they call ladies between 35 and 50?
A cougar.
Okay, cougar. Okay, so the song was written on an album that I called Under the Covers, which was written for cougars, ladies my age, that we have our thoughts and our patterns of how we feel and how we go through daily life of the things that emotionally that we feel. You know, so I was looking at it from the perspective of me as a person, of how I feel at the age of being in my 40s and 50 years state. I mean, doesn't mean that you have to stop loving, that we don't have those same emotional vibes, that we don't feel sexually, we don't feel sensuous, we don't feel all those things as we age. We still have that same inner young personality that's inside of us. But
right.
Our outer appearance might change, but we're still sexy, we're still sensuous.
Yeah.
You know, just because we turn 40 don't mean that we ain't sexy.
Right.
Right. Right. Hey, I gotta say, Miss Patterson, you are one bad mamma jamma. I see the beauty inside, and I see the beauty outside. And that's coming from King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Doomloss, on Soda Pop Radio. Shh, don't tell nobody, though.
Soda Pop Radio.
So we finna get into the song by Ginger Patterson called Beauty. And I'm telling you, it is beautiful. And I know it is because I have played the song over and over again. Yeah, I got some soul to me, too. Definitely that. And I'm not a cougar. I'm a panther. Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops.
Will I get your attention if I dress a little bit sexier? Will I get your affection if I change the style of my hair? I'm saying no, do you love me for me? the stars on the TV. Do you see them?
Radio, Radio Pops, and that was Ginger Patterson with Beauty. Miss Patterson. Miss Patterson.
Yes.
It's a blessing to have you on Soda Pop Radio. You didn't gave me a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge lately, and I truly am blessed to have you.
I got a lot of energy for some reason.
definitely that. The one
well,
and only Ginger Patterson, y'all.
Pardon
what
me?
More can we say?
Well, you know, there's some things else that I want to relate to the artists up in Minneapolis. The sea that they need to know about, that it might help them. You know, I'm just trying to give them what they need to know. When they're submitting their music to any record company, make sure that they have a cover letter. And the cover letter should show why they decided to submit their music. Two, they should have submissions should include a short introduction of the name and the song that they want as a single. You know, if they want a single song, they should have the names and stuff like that of that song. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they want it to be a single, if they want the contract to insist that they want a single contract or they want a soundtrack. So within that submission, they should say what they want to do with that song. Got me?
Yeah.
Okay. So that has to be number two, that they got to submit what they want to do with their song. They had to describe a reason behind the decision why they submitted that music.
Raw.
Keeping that in mind that letter has to look highly professional when they submit it. Yes. They can't say little stuff, I submitted that music because I think it's the bomb. I'm the star.
I'm the best
in Minneapolis. It's not going to fly. They have to come up with, I think I'm original, my brand. They have to say, well, this is my brand and this is what I'm trying to do with my music. Who do I see might be able to sing the piece?
is even a better ideal about what they want to do the music. When you were writing the song, who did you think about when you was writing? What singer were you thinking about? Because then they could send that pitch in, and the music company might send it to the singer, and then they might land a record deal as a writer for that singer. Okay?
Yeah.
All their music must be copywritten. Do not submit anything that's copywritten. They do not take unsolicited material. Don't think that you can just put something in their face that's not copywritten. Get it copywritten. You must add a lyric sheet. When you submit your music today, you have to have a lyric sheet. That means that you have to type up your lyrics of that song and submit it with your cover letter. You have to have music scores sent in with that song. This is what Minnesota artists are missing out on. They're not sending in lyric sheets, nor are they sending in music score sheets to go along with that song, with their CD.
Wow, Miss Patterson. You definitely giving them a lot of game right now. A lot of game. The games will be sold, not told all the time.
Well, I'm just trying to let them know that this is the stuff they have to do. If they have to go and find somebody to score the music for them, find someone to score the music, or find the software that would score the music for them. Do not submit your stuff with typing up your lyrics and without a score sheet. It is, does not fly in today's industry if you send in a CD with nothing else, with your picture. Not happening. No cover letter.
Not happening.
Do not send in a complete picture, a complete package. This is a business. Run it like a business. The music business is a business. This is not fairyland.
Did y'all hear that? Listen.
No half step.
For the pop radio. This is a business, not fairy tale. Gotta run it like a business.
Run,
or you get
like
lost
business
in the sauce.
They want well produced demos. Like I said, don't send in no scratch pop, crackling beats that are, don't even add up, skipping beats, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't submit stuff like that. Your vocals are all jacked up, your vocalist is flat on notes, and you submit that stuff and you can't hear it. Nowadays, the industry wants to know who was your vocal coach. You have to submit who was your vocal coach nowadays.
Well, y'all heard it first on Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop. The show is about to end, y'all. We'd like to thank Ginger Patterson for coming through on us, give us a lot of knowledge for your local artists to get yourselves out there. Miss Patterson, I would like to thank you on behalf of the Soda Pop Radio crew. You're, like I said, you're a blessing. All this wealth of information you gave us. And listeners, hopefully we did have some artists out there tuning in to listen on this day. And I'm going to get it definitely into another song by Miss Patterson, and it's called Imagination. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops.
Soda Pop Radio.
Frequency with a message for your ears only. Place in your mind where you can be creative. This is another DJ Stretcho exclusive.
Who the fuck want what, nigga? I'm right here. Old rapping ass nigga, tell me what it is. Who the fuck want what, nigga? I'm right here. We can strap it out or bust them hammers, what's the deal? Who the fuck want what, nigga? I'm right here. Ain't no bitch in my blood, no fear. Who the fuck want what, nigga? I'm right here. Built to win entertainment, this our year.
Talking all that womp-womp, you sloppy, can't mop me. Call yourself a big buff, let me see the actions. You all about that bark, I'm all about that bite. Talking shit to my face, uppercutted, blacked out dice. You wanna go there, let me flip the fucking script. Crucial, psycho, hurricane problem in your face. Never erase, where to start is fucking embrace the truth. For facts, you got a problem running like a 400 relay race. Gemini, two sides to every story. Silent but deadly, like a lion catching bait. Fire in my eyes, destruction never hate. Lynch you to a totem pole with dick all over your face. Karma's a bitch, push you like a purse, so bitch, Miss Mills, reppin' hard. Real recognize, real don't feel what it say. Fuck it, break up your jaw. Burn a real like Gumby, corner hustle, penny, bunny.
Fuck your special mixtape, DJ. DJ Stretcho, bitch.
Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Old rapping ass nigga, tell me what it is. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. We can strap it out or bust them hammers, what's the deal? Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Ain't no bitch in my blood, no fear. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Built to win entertainment,
okay.
Design,
yeah. Fake pretending niggas stunting in a rental. Something in my flannel, fix your whole dental. Jones a big fish in. Niggas just middle line for the bird. Keep that shit up, you'll be lying on the curb. Medic kicks the mess up. I just put the pressure on them, won't let up. They hating on them, I beat all eyes. Even cowards got a heart, nigga, Wizard of Oz. Light your block up, gun sitting on a tripod. Point of view, vision, blackouts. Scope a hater out, no mouthwash. Hit him in the head, watch him spit, that's backwash. Been pushing this hard, nigga, I never stop. Built the win, watch me fill this cup with a filthy gin. And cancel that nigga, Nino. Swim with the fishes, yeah, Nemo. Ass evil, hear no, see no. I'm getting money, motherfucker, pockets balling, yeah, casino.
Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Old rapping ass nigga, tell me what it is. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. We can strap it out of bust them hammers, what's the deal? Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Ain't no bitch in my blood, no fear. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Built to win entertainment.
My money right, my team winning. Y'all pussy niggas ain't fucking with me. I make bread, my nickname Jiffy. One of the realest niggas in the Queen City. Y'all see through like fake cities. You ditch me, you don't want no missing name with the rapping. I'm strictly business. You threaten me, I'ma take it seriously. Show up at your crib while you posted chilling. Knock up on your door, what's that? The pimping, and I throw your ass out. No ad living. This shit that I speak, I really live. And I ain't about this life, man. You must be kidding. You fuck boys, better check my history. Long ass rap shit to tell you quickly. On my line in the jungle, you a fucking kid. I can get your ass hit from a long distance. Do the job right and leave no witness. You a Popeye nigga with no spinach. First of the month, take living nigga. Y'all weaver, don't gotta switch it, nigga. You broke ass boys, don't get your issue. Pay close to this city, damn spirit squad. Creep up on your ass like Jack Ripper. Black mask on nigga, play the pistol with a mind frame like I gotta get you. You niggas be green as deal pickles. Act hard to the damn field hit you. Yeah. You niggas be green as deal pickles. Act hard to the damn field hit you. Hostile hoe, I been a real nigga, ho.
Who the fuck want what, nigga? I'm right here. Old rapping ass nigga, tell me what it is. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. We can strap it out of bust them hammers, what's the deal? Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Ain't no bitch in my blood, no fear. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Built to win entertainment.
See a conversation with the situation. I don't make deals, no negotiation. Ain't about the money, in a demonstration. Banner enterprises, organization. Ain't enough the money, card calculation. Keep my words short, abbreviation. Mind so free, something like a mason. Taking over black straight domination. Got no time to waste. I'm going in head first. When haters feel my presence, all they do is disperse. Yeah, I lived the struggle when I was at my worst. So trying to stop my grind, chop and shell rehearse. I'm just gaining money, I call it body weight. Smoking hella kush, staying high like the birth rate. Trying to get up on my status, but we do not relate. Certified like a resume, city and state. Yeah, your life's an image, all you do is pose. Put you on blast, you just got exposed. Keep acting like you with it, get your life disposed. Booming through your hood, time to foreclose.
This is another DJ Stretch Out exclusive.
Old rapping ass nigga, tell me what it is. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. We can strap it out of bust them hammers, what's the deal? Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here. Ain't no bitch in my blood, no fear. Who the fuck want what, nigga, I'm right here.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.